dispensations, then you recognize what day you live in and how to then respond, how to live.
Amen.
And again, get that off of our website and study that. We've got Bible studies on that chart. So devastation comes at the end of the 70th week, not the end of the 69th week. So we close there in verse 56. Read that with me. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. I love that. He says, you know, we're not here to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And then what do? They get back to business.
Amen.
Get busy. And that is the mission until the second coming, actually.
Amen.
Because when you read in the book of Revelation, after the confirmation of the covenant, there are those who fight the Antichrist militarily, but that's not the Christians. There is going to be a small number around the world who aren't Christians who are going to fight militarily. But the Christians, or the believers, as we put them, they're not in the church, the body of Christ, but they're believers, include Revelation 7, the 144,000. Then there's from every tribe, tongue, and nation, there are other believers. There are the two witnesses, though, who give them a taste.
Amen.
Of this, because they're able to call down fire from heaven when anybody messes with them for a short time. Then even they lose their heads and are killed, and then they're resurrected. And I believe they lose their heads, other people, because it says they behead those who don't have the mark. The Bible doesn't explicitly say that, but isn't that neat to think about? Those two witnesses lose their heads, they lie in the streets for 3 days, and then when they raise again, they go, okay. And the world's like, take some more of that. The Bible's an amazing book. So that's how Jesus will leave us at the end of the Gospels. In Mark 16:15, he says, he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You can't do that by yourself.
Amen.
You need help. I can't do that by myself. I need help. So what do? We work together.
Amen.
If everybody in this room would just give out 10 gospel tracts a week,
amen,
do the math. And in 1 year, tens of thousands of people would have been given gospel tracts.
Amen.
Now listen, though, everybody here, don't worry about the guy next to you. Don't worry about her. This is about you. If you do your part.
Amen.
But that's the problem we've always had in Christian history. Only about 10% of the people practice their faith.
Yeah.
You say, I practice my faith. Not if you're not preaching the gospel.
Amen.
You want to be a practicing Christian? Preach the gospel. And I just throw this out there real quick as we close. Get a cup of coffee. Whoever gives you that coffee, give them a tract with a tip.
Amen.
Go to the restaurant. They come and serve you. You pay the bill. If you give a tip, give a tract.
Amen.
If you don't give a tip, you're a tightwad. They won't want anything from you.
Yep.
So they won't read that tract. If you go through the drive-thru, if you have somebody come to your house, I try to, every time we have somebody come and work on something in the house or whatever, when they leave, we offer them coffee and tea and everything. They're not supposed to take tips or everything, but I always try to make sure they get a gospel tract before they go.
Amen.
And if they're able to, we'll talk to them while they're working. Sometimes they're under the house or something, but you can do that. You have friends and relatives, neighbors who aren't saved. Just this Christmas time, a bunch of Christians totally blew it this year. They could have sent Christmas cards to everybody on their address list and put a gospel tract in there.
Amen.
That's just one example. And put your energy into that like you do your favorite other thing. And you'll find ways to practice your faith, practice your religion, preach the gospel. Amen?
Amen.
Let's sing about it in 231 in a hymn book. One last point as our musicians come forward. We are not called to arms for Christ, but we are armed with the spiritual warfare. We are armed with the whole armor of God to call lost sinners to Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Paying attention?
Amen.
We are not called to arms for Christ in the sense of overthrowing governments. We are armed to call lost sinners to Christ. Just be patient. Just be patient. God's timing. He'll take care of these people. He'll take care of this. But in the meantime, you may be called upon to even suffer for the Lord. Question you have to ask yourself right now, am I willing? Have I presented my body as a living sacrifice unto God to do with as He wills? In the meantime, this is what it's all about. Like I said, don't get so overwhelmed with all this stuff going on that you forget the big picture. If you're saved, this song should be a great encouragement to you this morning. Let's sing it. Say, I am saved by the blood of the Lamb.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. Thy power and
ahead singing. Turn back to page 42, a wonderful old hymn from the 18th century. All Hail the Power. Amen.
Amen.